Good morning, John, and good morning, Tom. Thank you both for being here this morning to talk with me a little bit.
Thanks for having us.
So let's just start off and let's talk about the stand down. It's going to be happening on Friday, September 20th. It's at the Montezuma County Annex in Cortez. John, what is the stand down for Montezuma veterans?
Well, I'd like to defer this over to Tommy.
Sure.
Because as the commander, this is his event.
So. Okay. Tom, why don't you take it away then? What is the stand down?
The stand down is going to be where we're trying to get all the information available for the veterans to come in and tap into their benefits of what they can and can't do. A lot of veterans are out there and they're not sure what doors, opportunities to open. We're going to try to have just about everything a veteran can think of there to help them. We're going to have a VA enrollment so they can get their benefits if they haven't done so. If they've lost their DD-214, they'll be able to tap in and get a DD-214 that day or one coming. We're going to have homeless prevention, haircuts, employment. We're having the people from Grand Junction bring down the van and open up the door there so they can get it enrolled into health, whether it's going to Grand Junction, Denver, or if it's going the other, south to Durango and Albuquerque. So it's going to be basically opening up the door for all their chances to get benefits and ask all the questions they want to ask at that time.
My impression was that the stand down was originally, or maybe still is, kind of focused more on homeless or at-risk vets. Is that still true, or is it just more of a broader kind of information?
It can be a broader information for all vets, but we kind of focus in on the vets that are homeless and the ones that are having mental issues. These are usually the gentlemen that we find that haven't tapped into their benefits at all. They just haven't went to the door opportunity, or if they did, they didn't understand what was happening. So we're trying to really tap those two sources primarily, but if we do have a veteran that has questions, this is a day to come.
In addition to that, Tom, we expanded this stand down not just for homeless veterans. I mean, yes, you're right, it normally is focused toward that, but what we have done is in this one, we have said all vets. So if you're a veteran and you can hear this, stop by. See what's out there. There might be something new. There might be something different. And you might bump into a couple of friends, you know. So, but it's for all veterans in the Four Corners area. This is our first one. So we're hoping it's going to be a success and that we can get the word out there.
So there was stand down events in La Plata County previously, but this is the first one here in Montezuma County.
Yes.
Why was it important to bring it here to Montezuma County?
We felt like a lot of the veterans from each county, they don't, if they're homeless, they're only going to travel so far. So we were like, if we can get to helping the ones down here in the Four Corner area, then we thought this would be a good project to bring down to us and try to help the veterans in the Four Corners area. We do get a lot that come up from New Mexico and Utah because of the way the reservations are set up that are trying to find a way to get answers and stuff, and we're setting it up. And right now the VA health clinic, they're all going to a rebuilding and they're redoing the health insurance. So those veterans that are trying to understand how the health insurance is affecting them and what's covering them, this would be a good time to come and get it changed over to.
Mm-hmm. How much do we know about homelessness among veterans around this area? I mean, is this a prevalent issue? I know sometimes it's really hard to understand homelessness in any area just because it's hard to sort of have good numbers and understand where people are coming from. People are moving around a lot. Is this something that is a bigger issue, John, than we think it is?
You know, it is hard to put your finger right on the number. But one of the things, like the Veterans Trust Fund that I'm the administrator of, is focused toward is trying to get veterans off the street. It's focused very heavily on that. The numbers that we're looking at, we won't know really who's going to show and how they're going to show. And then the hard part starts. You have some people who represent themselves as veterans and they're not. But because of where we're going to be and how we have the organizations and the vendors set up, we'll be able to sort that pretty quick and help them out. But if they're on the street, we want to help them if they want to be helped, you know, and that's a big part of it. So,
who else is involved in this? There's multi-organizations. I think you were talking a little bit about that earlier, but who all will be represented? I mean, not the entire list maybe, but some of the major organizations for vets and resources around here.
We're going to have the Vocation Rehabilitation coming, the Salvation Army, Pueblo Community College, Colorado Workforce Center, Unlimited Learning, Wounded Warrior Project, the Grand Junction Mobile Medical Van, and that's just a few of the ones that are coming. We got about 38 that are coming all together.
Yeah, the American Legion will be there.
DAV.
Yeah.
All the auxiliaries will also be there. Each one has a different program to help veterans. So this is a chance for them to talk and see what help they can get. And when we were talking about the homeless, like right now we have about five or six gentlemen that are semi-homeless, that kind of live out of their vehicles and drive from place to place, and that's all they live out of. And with our grant, we've helped a couple get off the street into housing right now. So it's a problem that's starting to grow.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the grant. Is that the Veterans Trust Fund?
Yes.
Can you speak a little bit about that, John?
Yeah. We were successful in getting a grant this year, and it started the 1st of July. We spent about somewhere around $9,100 helping veterans and various things. Most of it is in housing and repairing vehicles so they can be viable to employ and that kind of stuff. So we've got this going on until the end of June that our grant will expire if we don't expend all our funds before that. But the trust fund has also got a little section in there for the stand down event, to where we can do some funding for some things there. And I'll have a table separate of the VFW table. And I believe DAV is going to do the same thing. But anyway, we're going to be trying to find those veterans and identify those veterans that need assistance in one thing or another, housing, food, you know, utilities, all of those kind of things. But yeah, and on an upside of the stand down itself, we'll be doing backpacks, you know, a lot of toiletry type items and that kind of stuff. But there's also going to be food, so, you know, come on by.
Always a draw.
Yeah, food and coffee. Who can turn that down?
You know, as it relates to some of these vets that are in our community that need help, housing, like you said, vehicle kind of stuff, how do you connect with them? How do you find these guys? I mean, a lot of times I know veterans in particular can be stubborn about coming forward and asking for help.
Are you familiar with Rick Torres? I believe he's sat in this chair before.
Many times.
So. Rick Torres is the Montezuma County Veterans Service Officer, and he's kind of the spearhead of this whole thing. I mean, the spear point of this whole thing. He meets them before we do, usually, or the outreach center over at DAV, Dave Nelson and that group over there. You know, it's any kind of ways, you know, and sometimes they just wander in and talk to Bert. So, mm-hmm. You know, so, but, you know, we have an application process. We start with them and that starts the whole thing.
Yeah. And what about families? Can families come forward too and ask for help for a vet that they know or related
to? We've had that happen. We've had where one vet was elderly and really didn't, you know, he wasn't up to navigating the system. And his daughter contacted us and we were able to get help for him. So.
Yeah. The term stand down, I know, has some history in the military. And Tom, can you speak a little bit about what the original stand down was and its implications, I guess, as it relates to this event and just in general?
Well, I don't know the history as well as Bert does, but mm-hmm. the stand down originated for the soldiers so that they could get all the proper information that they needed to get before deploying and when they come back from deployments. And then it's carried on into the veteran organizations that when we do functions like this, we refer to them as a stand down, primarily to get the information out to the members and the family and to have the family and members know where to go to get information and help.
Mm-hmm. So kind of like a timeout.
In addition, it's kind of seen as like a day off from the military, you know, where you can go take care of personal business, get your hair cut, mm-hmm. you know, pick up your toiletry items. And that's how it relates kind of back to what we're doing now. But we've taken on the civilian side of it, which is to inform, educate, and help, mm-hmm. you know, the best we can.
Tom, who are you hoping shows up to this thing? I mean, as you look at this and you have it in your mind's eye and you're hopeful about it, what do you see? What's the best case scenario for you?
The best case scenario is if we see at least 100 veterans come through. That's what we're hoping for. And out of those, at least 30 to 40% that are really needing the help with the information and stuff. And to really help the veterans that we have in Montezuma County or within the Four Corners area also. It's important so those guys understand and know where the door opportunity to go is. Like they're pushing real big about how many veterans we lose a month to suicide. There's a door opportunity to help them. And we want to try and get those guys to know where that door opportunity is. There's other ways to get help. Also with the homeless, try to get them off the street. I know a lot of them, when we come home, we're bitter and lost. Now here's the door opportunity, guys. Come to us for help. And then, like I said, this health care that's reorganizing throughout the veteran system, this is also a door of opportunity for everybody to come and ask questions and get the information from the horse himself instead of trying to get it third and fourth hand from your buddies and your sisters and family and stuff. It's time to come and get information. So if we get 100 vets to come, I'll be tickled to death. But if I only get one and we help him, I'll be very proud of that too.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tom, for coming in and talking about the Montezuma Stand Down that's coming up. I appreciate it. And thanks for organizing it and doing it.
Thank you.
And thank you, John. It's always good to have you here in the studio, and it's good to have you back.
You bet. Thank you.
That's John Davis and Tom Endres. They are local vets, and they are helping to organize the Montezuma Stand Down for Veterans. That's happening Friday, September 20th. It's going to be at the Montezuma County Annex in Cortez. You've been listening to Veterans Affairs on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.